Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can call us at 530-605-4567. Good morning, Christina. Hello.
Very good morning.
Did you hear me?
Of course I
did. You were just waiting to answer?
No, I was making the best levels to not blow up.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I sound
good
very mellow this morning. What, do we have a national day today?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, we do. So it looks like today's national golf cart day.
Golf cart day.
Yes.
Not golf.
No.
Not cart. Golf cart.
Yes.
Do you know there's places in retirement communities like Sun City that this is all they travel on inside their retirement city? Everybody's got golf carts, and they drive around, you know, go to the club, go to little stores. They don't drive cars.
But I feel like it's golf is a really hard game to not use without a golf cart.
They don't play golf. They just use the golf carts. What, golf without a golf cart is hard?
Of course. So you have to walk all those distances back and forth.
I think that's kind of was the idea when it began with kind of exercise. And now,
we have soccer or American football, rugby to exercise.
No. Golf gives you, when you don't have a golf cart, it gives you an extended period of time to think about what a horrible shot you just made.
Okay, that was perfect.
Oh, my gosh, look, I hit that ball 200 yards to the right. Now I got to go find it. Now I've got to be out there. I've got to find it. And then, oh, gosh, and then I find it. And then I whack away at it. And then it's, oh, well, at least it's only 50 yards. To the left. I play military golf. Left, right. Left, right. It's never straight. Okay. Golf cart day. Is that it?
Looks like. And also today's National Random Action Day.
Random Action Day. What is that? You make random actions.
Like
of what?
For buying flowers for somebody who you love, or just texting somebody who you appreciate and reminding them.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
Taking Buford for a special walk.
Is it random acts of kindness or just random acts?
Random acts. But we can make it with Kindness Day.
We could do that. Because it could be random acts of, you know, using AI and put somebody's face on the body of a donkey and seeing having a bad day today. Just
sure.
Random acts of maliciousness. Today, widespread haze after 2 p.m., sunny and hot with a high near 96, which means it's so much cooler than yesterday. Friday, it's going to be a high near 95. Saturday, are you ready? 88 degrees. It looks like it's going to be in the 80s, my friends. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Monday's even going to be down to 84 degrees. Wow. What a turn in the weather, and we so much appreciate that. So today, 96, and it just gets cooler after that. Great news. So Father's Day weekend, on Father's Day, it's going to be a balmy 87. Wow. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned, locally-owned business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people there, the Kenny family. They take real good care of their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. in Reading, at least in Reading. Let's see. Well, you know, Laura Hobbs sued the county of Shasta over the election. So they've been in court. They started yesterday in court. So what is this about? She's saying is the she's got her lawsuit. It's going against the winner, the proclaimed winner, Alan Long, and in certain members of the Shasta County Registrar of Voters office. And then the day yesterday started with County Registrar, Assistant County Registrar, Joanna Fransquit, taking a stand and talking about what happened. It appears that the county followed the state plan for how you put the candidates on the ballot, and they shouldn't have. It was a mistake. The state uses a random pickings and the random placement of names on the ballot. Hobbs team saying they feel they showed the registrar's office improperly, outputted improperly. And I think what I read was that they said, yes, it had not gone out the way it was supposed to. And what she emphasized, however, Fransquit, emphasized the strain facing the office leading up the election, including major cuts that saw several staff members fired or demoted in the months ahead of the election. And they established the registrar's office to not use a random formula, just not one set up by the state. So what they're saying is they had their own, they didn't do it. And I read yesterday another article, and Francis said, yes, it was in there originally correct, and it came back out, and she said she had not proofed it that time, or she missed it that time. So Hobbs's name, so Long's name went up first. And yes, it's true. People whose name is put first on the ballot, believe it or not, will get a certain percentage of votes just because their name is first on the ballot. Can you believe that? It's true. So what Hobbs is saying, my name should have been first on the ballot, and then he wouldn't have won by 12 votes. Is that true? So, anyway, they're going into the in the second day today trying to establish this. If they did not follow their own guidelines, is that reason enough to terminate the election? And what Hobbs is wanting is saying, hey, terminate the primary. We got the two most the most votes. And instead of declaring him a winner on these 12 votes when there was mistakes made in the office of the registrar, then let's just go to the November runoff and whoever wins in. So I see what she's saying. If my name was supposed to be first, it might have made a difference on the 12 votes, because that's what Alan Long won by. It was 12 votes, 50% plus one. In this case, that's 12 votes are the ones that pushed him over. And then when you say, oh, my vote doesn't count. Yes, yes, it does. We've had elections settled in this county, in the city by 9 votes. 9 votes. When Dick Dickerson lost. And they said, you want a recount? Nah, I've had enough. And then Kevin Cry won by 80 votes in the first district election, and then withstood his recall vote by like 84. It's interesting. So could this have made a difference? Maybe. It's up to the judge now. Well, we'll be in a day or two. Okay. Let's take a quick break and see what's going on. Oh, today. Let's not forget today. Today at 6 p.m. at the Civic Auditorium is the I'm trying to find the exact word. It's Riverfront Specific Plan. Okay, it's Riverfront Specific Plan. It's going to be down at the Civic Auditorium. It's going to go from 6 to 8. If you go to the website, the city website, they've expanded it. They were keeping it to 100 people, but a lot more people have been interested. So it goes from 6 to 8 p.m. down at the Civic Auditorium. It's about the Riverfront Specific Plan. Find out what's going on with that. And then the next meeting will be from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Civic on Saturday. So if you're interested in it and you want to hear what's going on and actually be able to say something, sign up for those tickets on the City of Reading website. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Casa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. The coffee's kicking in finally. 7:20 in the morning here on the 13th of June. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, you want to hop on that before you're forced to buy one? No, just kidding. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, SUV, bicycle, then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I have friends who got electric bikes, and they are all sold on them. That's what you should get, Christina. You should get an electric bike. Because you live within walking distance from here, but it's a long walk.
Unfortunately, the bikes are heavy, and I live in the second floor on apartments, and I just won't be able to carry all the time up and down because it's heavy and you have to charge it. I was thinking about this.
Well, charging's really cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to carry to my apartments up and down all the time, it'll be a bit tough.
Well, how much do they weigh?
I'll answer you in this question.
Good. You know, you don't need the heavy cross-country, go for 12 hours cross-country up and down mountains. You need one that's kind of like on the street types, the kind you see, you know, hanging around here, ubiquitous on every corner that you see out there. Do you have a bicycle?
I used to in Ukraine.
I have a bicycle you could use. It's a mountain bike type with a bunch of gears.
I feel this is the best types.
Yeah. I don't use it. In fact, Linda got it for me. It's been on the trail twice. I've owned it like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. I have to pump up the tires, but I'll be glad to let you use it while you're getting your car fixed. Oh, yeah.
At least it'll be faster to get to work instead of 40 minutes walking.
Yeah. Yeah, I used it. I think we went on the river trail, and I had the wrong gears on it. And Linda said I looked like a chipmunk in one of those little revolving cages. My feet are going, my legs are going like crazy. I am not moving anywhere, so I've had to get the gears set.
So
anyway, it's been sitting there for a long time. I think the tires will pump up again. See what happens. Every so often we get this urge. Okay, let's go out and ride again. So we go down, pay $100 to have both bikes refurbished, tires, everything. And then we ride them for like 2 days. And then, yeah, that's it.
But these nice memories. And about the question about how heavy is the electric bike, it's about 30 to 80 pounds.
30 to 80 pounds. So you don't need an 80-pounder. You need a 30-pounder.
I'll work on that.
Or you can get, why don't you borrow Ben's scooter? He's got that electric scooter. Make sure you wear a helmet. I don't want you to do that. I've seen you fall over wires in here. Yeah, it's not a good idea.
I still have to be alive here.
I know. That's not a good idea. Okay, let's move on. Oh, the state of California federal court, the 9th District Court said it is the state's right to prohibit gun shows on state land. If you remember back in, I think it was Orange County, which was strange, in 2022, they banned gun shows at the Orange County Fair. This is by a Democrat State Senator David Minn. And then that was the first one. The other law, which just took effect last year, extended the ban to county fairgrounds on state-owned land. California Rifle and Pistol Association is somewhat disappointed. And it comes from gun show operator called Crossroads of the West. You've probably seen those advertised in a lot of different places. Said they couldn't do it. And they said, wait a minute, you're stepping all over my First and Second Amendments. Well, the 9th Circuit Court met in a 3-judge panel, voted 3-0 to say, oh, no, the state of California can ban gun shows. It could ban, if it can ban gun shows on state property, what else can it ban? Can it ban sale of milk products on state land? Can it ban rodeos on state land? That's a question. Because once you ban something on, and then you're stepping all over somebody's, saying, hey, we're having a gun show here, and nobody's being killed, nobody's being shot. They can't even pick up the guns at the gun show. How about this? You have to go to a federal firearms dealer to pick them up. It's no different than if you went to a gun store and bought it, or you bought it from a private party, because then both of you have to go to the gun store, you have to sign for it, gun store keeps it for 10 days, and then you come by and pick it up. I find this interesting, that if they can do one type of business or organization, what else can they do? All right. Jerry West passed. Jerry West, Mr. Clutch. He was a longtime executive in the NBA. It was a story that Jerry West one time, laying on his bed in college, just laying on his rack, and they were all in there kind of partying. They'd won something big. And people were handing him beer cans. And from across the room, he put 25 beer cans in a row into a trash can. Think about that. Now, I'm not saying he drank the 25. I'm sure he didn't. But just something, just to show that how accurate this guy was. Do you think that, let me see here. Is he going to keep calling Trump a convicted felon after son's conviction? Of course. Of course. He is, it's not going to stop. This is going to be, they're hanging the whole election on that Trump goes to jail. I mean, that's the whole thing. If Trump goes to jail, we might have a chance in the election. If Trump doesn't go to jail, but they put him on house arrest, what happens after that? What if he still wins? Well, then you've got a constitutional thing about supremacy. And since the federal courts, federal law takes supremacy over state convictions, which is what New York is, then would he be able then to be able to hold the office of president? And the answer is probably yes. Even if he's on house arrest, which is kind of what this is such a mess. Does anybody not think this is a mess? And you can say, well, he brought it on himself. Did he? If you look at it objectively, would other people be tried for this? Would the state go after anybody else than Trump? Because they're saying it had to do with the election. Interfering in a federal election. And then the question is, did it? Well, 12 jurors said, yeah, they falsified business records and blah, 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 blah. So he can get 25 years in jail or more. But is he going to do that? I mean, will the judge actually sentence Donald Trump to jail? Even if it's for 6 months. Think about that. It's 2 days before the nomination for the Republican convention. And he says, I don't know, does he call him Mr. Trump or President Trump in court? Anyway, President Trump, I am going to sentence you because you were found guilty and you did this, and by a jury of your peers, probation officer says he doesn't think you're a risk. You're not going to go out and do it again, whatever. And then he says, but I feel that the severity of this warrants 6 months, 180 days in jail in Rikers Island. Whoa. He could do that. Or he could suspend that. And pay a hefty fine, which he's already paying hefty fines everywhere. Pay a hefty fine, but you're now a convicted felon. Yeah. There's so many options here. In the first debate between Biden and Trump, it's like 13 days from now. It's like, what, the 27th to 29th? I might actually, because I think I'm going to be traveling then, I'm actually going to record that so I can come home and watch it. I can't wait to see what happens in this. Hey, if you're having problems with, you got injured at work, nothing seems to be happening. It's changed your life. It's changed your family's life. You just can't seem to get the assistance you need for a variety of reasons. Then Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, call 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick Gorman is an expert in workers' compensation. He puts you as the priority. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. Their whole job is to, I'm not going to say deny it because that's not true. But they are, they can drag it out. They can find reasons not to give you the help you need. Not all insurance companies, but some of them. That's where a good lawyer comes in handy, and that's Patrick Gorman. Man of integrity, he's there to help you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, and we'll be right back.
Of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room the same way. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And today, the 13th of June, 7:36 in the morning, and approximately 71 degrees out there. Had to check my weather rock. Going up to 96 today, so it's not bad out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has built her business beginning in 1993 and still going real strong, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy treats her customers like friends. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We're real happy. All the things that are going on in insurance and the needs for insurance, you need an expert, and that's Judy. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. Free reviews and evaluations. Okay, I'm here. What a great name you have, Scarlet Rose.
That is my actual real name, and I didn't even change it when I got married.
Is that Scarlet Rose something? Or is
Rose
it,
is my last name.
I knew a Rose family that lived in Idaho.
Possible.
And then I think they moved to Colorado.
I have relatives in Kansas and Colorado, and of course some of us have spread elsewhere besides those of us here in California.
So is that a, do you ever go back in your heritage and look at this?
Yes, I'm the family genealogist. It's British Isles.
Okay.
Eventually goes back Anglo-Saxon, Celtic. And, you know, you've got the usual, the various veterans. I've tracked how many. I think we've had somebody serve in every war or military conflict dating back to the Mayflower. You have the famous people, you have the infamous people, you have a little of everything.
So who's infamous in your family?
One branch of cousins are related to the infamous Reno gang of Indiana. They were train robbers back in the 1860s.
I've read about them.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but we were watching KIXC the other day, and it's that genealogy, where we came from or something, and they get, you know, pretty famous people.
Your roots. Yeah. I did apply to be one of their people because this last season they had three common people.
Oh.
They had you submit a video.
Common people.
Yes.
Non-celebrities.
Non-celebrity types. And I hope they'll do that again for another season because I'll keep pitching it at them.
Yeah.
My big focus this year is I've finally been making cracks in my Japanese heritage, my mother's side of the family.
Oh. Is your mother Japanese?
Yes. And she came here in the late 50s. This year I finally got to her home village on Hokkaido, the North Island. Little teeny weeny, used to be a fishing village.
Was she all Japanese?
Yes.
Because now that you mention it, I guess I could see it, but no.
They're not entirely the current standard Japanese. I'm also part Ainu, which are the indigenous people of Hokkaido.
Okay.
Because I go back several generations there on Hokkaido itself, and as I mentioned, she's from a fishing village at the very north tip facing Sakhalin Island, what the Japanese used to call Karafuto, and I have great-grandparents buried on Karafuto.
Hmm. Anyway, they had this guy, Leslie Odom Jr., who played Hamilton, or played Aaron Burr in the musical Hamilton. What up? You know what? What an interesting young man he is. And he finds out that his great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was a slave.
Yes.
And then finds out, born a slave, then finds out from the will and testament of her owner that she was his illegitimate daughter, and she shared equally with his legitimate sons, two sons, mm-hmm. another illegitimate son that he had, and then her. And they all shared equally in his estate. Now think about that. That's kind of interesting, but they were in Barbados.
Right.
And so it was a big surprise to him. He had no idea.
Well, for anybody, this is what happens when you start digging into your roots. It's best to be open-minded about it because people are people. That has not changed.
Yeah, and that's,
all kinds of things come out of the woodwork.
And that's what he said. He says, we have no choice about how we got here.
Yeah, you the know, point is...
Is what you do with that.
What you do yeah. with that and the fact that everything had to happen as it did in order for you to be here.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you regret something from the past,
how can
you're
you?
Here because, you can't change
you
it,
can't
you can't
change.
Affect it.
Here's the thing, is you can't change that. You embrace it and say, "What you know, we've learned something." Yes, obviously we've learned that slavery's always been wrong, but it
right.
is, you know, it is wrong. But it was a tenet of the day.
Right, and most people have that. My grandmother, my dad's mother's side of the family, they're from the South. They were in Georgia. My grandfather.
But that doesn't mean they owned slaves.
Actually, they did. They had a large plantation in Georgia. Okay. So I do have African-American cousins, relations that way. The northern side is my grandfather. They were from Illinois at that time, Indiana. So they were all Union. Going back to the Revolutionary War, yay, I'm thrilled. I do have some patriots. I happen to be related to Benjamin Franklin. But I also have some loyalists.
I can see that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So every conflict, there's going to be people on both sides attached to your family somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I ought to do that. We ought to get, my sister's kind of. And she's, you know, done the DNA thing with us. And you're not, for years we were told, kind of like Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. there's Native American in the family. Well, no, there isn't. We can't get any whiter than our family. Ireland, Scotland, Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? Ireland, Scotland, England. Mm-hmm. All of that. Just in this very small area did our family come from. So, but enough of that. That's not what you're here for. And we've already blown the first segment.
Yep.
Scarlet Rose is here to talk about the U.S. Merchant Marine veterans.
Yes, my father and my uncle were World War II Merchant Marine veterans.
People don't realize the U.S. Merchant Marines had tremendous casualties during World War II. Their job was to get the supplies from the United States to Europe.
Various parts of Europe and elsewhere because it was a world war.
And the thing about it is, at the beginning of the war, especially the German wolf packs of submarines ruled the seas.
A lot of people don't know we had submarines off the coast of the U.S.
Oh,
there
yeah.
were watchtowers built along the Pacific coast as well as the East coast. You know, they even found wreckage. There were some of them actually sunk. Like one of them, I think, is in New Orleans Harbor. Somebody actually got lucky and was able, with depth charges, to take out one of those submarines. And they found it years later. So, yeah.
Now, on June 12th, which was yesterday.
Yes, that's the birthday of the Merchant Marine if you start from 1775.
Okay.
Because that's when they kind of got more organized. There were Merchant Marine captains before we were a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Most colonies had merchants that traveled back and forth and could receive letters of marque mm-hmm. because the British were hunting them. That's where they impressed sailors. You could stop a ship, steal the sailors off of it. If they suspected the cargo was contraband, you were in trouble for that. That could get confiscated. But, you know, getting into 1775 and the Revolution, we started being more organized about having our Merchant Marine captains be officially protecting our shores and protecting our cargo and our supplies that we were getting from France. Same thing later on when we eventually did form a navy. Most of those admirals, I would say all the admirals of the original First Navy, were Merchant Marine captains. Because that's your experience.
Because that's what they were. I mean,
exactly.
they were moving supplies and people across the sea.
Exactly.
Now, were they warriors? They said they had to be trained on that. But then they had to – no, because they had to defend their ships, so they did
against
have cannons.
British.
So against pirates,
right,
and everything.
Okay. It's just never been as organized and structured as the military branches were used to. And that's the hard part. The Merchant Marine main focus is they deal with shipping supplies and sometimes people, and that's what they do. Anytime you have a conflict, you need those supplies. So why train up young people who don't even know how to operate a ship and deal with supplies, balance loads? You go to the merchants, get them to handle your loads. They're carrying armaments, they're carrying tanks, weaponry, uniforms, medical supplies,
people.
Sometimes troops. I mean, some of the first, most people, like I point to the Korean War. My dad stayed in the Merchant Marines until the Korean War. And that was it. His ship, for the 3 years of the Korean War, went back and forth with supplies. He was involved in several of the conflicts then and got no credit for it.
We need to take a break here.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Scarlett Rose. We're talking about the U.S. Merchant Marines. They're having a commemoration on Tuesday, June 25th, at the Korean War Memorial Presidio of San Francisco, and talking about the 74th anniversary of the commencement of the Korean War and how the U.S. Merchant Marines worked with that. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus fees.
Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling.
Tickets start at just $15 plus fees.
Don't miss this action-packed weekend.
For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 13th of June, 7:51 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 96. Going to be a beautiful day. Not too hot, not like triple digits. And the temperature's going to be dropping all the way through next Tuesday back into the 80s. It's going to be beautiful out there. I'm with Scarlett Rose from the American Merchant Marine
Veterans Association. Yeah, sorry.
Got to give me a chance here, Scarlett.
Sorry.
Veterans Association. And she's the Region 8 Vice President, and it's for Australia, Hawaii, and California. And on June the 25th, they're going to have it at the Korean War Memorial at the Presidio of San Francisco. It's going to be commemoration of course, the time the war starting, but also the Merchant Marines. Now, the Merchant Marines have not been given their due.
They do not have veteran status. I mean, they were involved in things like the Hung Nam evacuation. Most people have heard of that, where we rescued a huge number of Korean refugees, including, at this point, one of the descendants became president of South Korea. And people don't know that. There were 65 ships involved in that evacuation. They were removing U.S. troops and supplies because we were leaving Hung Nam at that point. But we also took out like 100,000 refugees, in some cases crowding thousands of refugees on one ship.
The U.S. Merchant Marine marker at the Presidio is slated the unveiling of that for September 16th. Now, you don't have the Merchant Marines participated in the war. Thousands were killed delivering supplies, people, all that.
Yes, in World War II.
But they weren't recognized as the veterans of the war.
No.
And I assume it's because they were not members of the military.
Not the organized military at that time.
Right.
Roosevelt did intend to include them, but of course then he died. There are documents, records that he showed where he praised them and was going to do that and deal with the issue of recognizing the Merchant Marine. But after he passed away, nothing happened.
The Merchant Marines, there's a Merchant Marine Academy.
Yes. Kings Point, New York.
Which young people that want to go into the military can attend. And from the Merchant Marine Academy, they can receive commissions into the regular services.
Yes, but they have to go into the regular service in order to get veteran status.
Yeah.
If they remain on Merchant Marine ships, which we still have some, there is no veteran status attached.
Are there Merchant Marine ships left?
There still are some, yes.
We're
at a low tide, and that's the other thing we're concerned about. You need to have the Merchant Marine because there's always the need for the U.S. to have ships that can move things that aren't, you know, a lot of the commercial ships are other nations, other countries. Do you
They're all flagged under other nations for tax purposes and stuff.
You know, we still need to have American-flagged ships so that we can feel comfortable with some of the things that we're moving and what we're doing, because there's still, you know.
Now, the pre-positioned ships that the Marine Corps uses, the captains of those ships are all civilians, as are the crews on the pre-positioned ships, which is pre-positioned supplies, ammunition, fuel,
And in peacetime and in a safe place, that's fine. I mean, you're just sitting there kind of doing a maintenance thing. But when you start asking people to take a shipload of ammunition into an active conflict where they're going to be shot at, where the harbor is mined, where you may have friendly fire shooting over you so that you can land, doesn't that add an element of risk that maybe a common civilian isn't necessarily, you know, are they going to give them the option say, you can't, I don't want to do that, I don't want to take that risk?
So how many merchant marine ships are there? Do you have any idea?
At the current, I'm sorry, I don't. I'm
sure.
I'm
just wondering. It seems like we should have some.
We do have some, but that number has been decreasing. Remember, we haven't had any really major declared conflicts. We've had all these little spots of things going on, and supplies are still moving for certain things and being stationed for certain things.
Yeah. Okay, now, we're kind of running out of time here. So you had six World War II veteran merchant mariners that traveled to the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Correct. They were to unveil a merchant marine monument for the first time to recognize merchant marine in World War II on Utah Beach.
107-year-old Reynolds Tom Turrell.
Yes.
Dave Yoho, Mike Robbins, Alan Johnson, William Balabanov, and Joe Callist. Wow.
I've met many of them at the New Orleans National Convention in April, and believe me, some of these guys, they are sharp as tacks. I hope I'm in that good a shape when I'm in my 90s and 100s.
Okay, so they were there for the unveiling of the memorial plaque in
and they participated in the other events that happened on the 6th. They were included in all the any of the things that happened that include veterans.
I guess there was a joint academy choir from our academies here, our military academies, with six United States Merchant Marine Academy midshipmen, and they're all in this American Airlines group, which included five Medal of Honor recipients.
Yes, they were given an honor flight. They and their companions were flown over free because it's very expensive for this trip.
In D-Day, there were 200 out of 7,000 ships, 200 were merchant marine ships.
Yes. So acknowledgement is finally coming. There's a lot of documentation that needs to come out about the Korean War, the Vietnam War. We had people, you know, taken prisoner. Besides being fired upon, they were involved in particular events whenever they were launched. If the record is there, we can show which ships were involved in each invasion or retreat or things like the Hung Nam evacuation. 16 merchant marine ships received accommodation from the person in charge of that whole evacuation for the amount of work that they put in rescuing refugees as well as retrieving American supplies as we left Hung Nam.
Okay, final thoughts here. What we're doing is talking about the Merchant Marine, what they've accomplished and all this, and there's just pages of this. So what do you want people to remember?
I just want them to be aware that if they have Merchant Marine in their family, they are eligible for some awards at this point. Korean Service Medal. The South Koreans will award an Ambassador's Peace Medal as well for anyone who served during the Korean time that can show they landed or were in the war zone, the area around Korea. So there is some recognition available through the Maritime Administration. But just become more aware of the fact, because every time I say, you know, Korea and Vietnam, they don't have veteran status, they go, well, yes, they do. No, that's only specific to the World War II ones. Again, this needs to be, if you're a merchant marine and you served in any of our conflicts and you can show your ship went into that war zone, you should be given veteran status. Meet the same standards as any armed forces. There are standards for how you get medals. We're not asking for anything special. The same standards.
Just to be recognized for your
just
service.
Just to be recognized for the actual service. We're not going to become an active thing like the Navy or the Army. But, yeah.
Thank you, Scarlett Rose, for joining us today and giving us an update on the Merchant Marine Association and everything that's going on with that. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, we're going to break for the news, and when we come back, we have Rob Harley, who is the athletic director of Simpson University, with a lot of news about the new conference they just joined.
Oh. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The Supreme Court has preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year. The justices ruled today the pro-life groups lack the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication mifepristone. Italy is hosting the summit of the Group of Seven over the next 3 days. Meanwhile, an agreement has already been approved by G7 officials to give Ukraine profits from Russian frozen assets.
Officials say the world's seven wealthiest democracies have agreed on lending Ukraine up to $50 billion using frozen Russian assets as collateral. The agreement was struck before the start of the three-day G7 summit in Italy. European officials have resisted confiscating the assets, citing legal and financial stability concerns.
That's correspondent Karen Shamus reporting. Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 6, 2021 Capitol Hill riot.
GOP lawmakers find themselves newly energized and reinvigorated by Trump's bid to retake the White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson previewed the visit at a Capitol Hill press conference Wednesday.
We're excited to welcome the President Trump back. He'll be meeting with the Senate Republicans, of course, after he has a breakfast with us. And there's high anticipation here and great excitement.
Mr. Trump is expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters to discuss party priorities. It's his first visit as the party's presumptive nominee. He's also speaking at the Business Roundtable. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits jumped to the highest level in 10 months last week. Unemployment benefit applications for the week ending June 8th rose by 13,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 255 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says a new media report shines light on what supporters of Israel already know, that the leaders of Hamas are deliberately using civilians as human shields so they can blame their deaths on Israel.
Speaking of Israel, I just want to highlight the Wall Street Journal report today that revealed some of the Hamas leaders' text messages saying that he specifically wants the war to continue and to increase civilian casualties among his own people.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Argentina's Senate has narrowly approved President Javier Milei's sweeping proposals to slash state spending and boost his own powers. It hands the libertarian leader a much-needed first legislative victory, even as opposition senators scrapped an income tax package and tweaked some contentious parts of the plan. Senators provisionally approved the two bills after a day-long heated debate. News and analysis at townhall.com. GOP Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida says the U.S. should take a lesson from Iran's military, which is building and deploying a large number of drones around the world.
We need to crank out even better drones, automated systems, ones that we can, that are expendable and that don't cost a lot, and get them in the hands of our fleet ASAP.
Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Wholesale prices fell in May, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the United States may be easing as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. The producer price index declined 0.2% from April to May after increasing 0.5% the month before. Measured from a year earlier, wholesale prices were up 2.2% in May. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, June 13th, 2024, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Christina. Christina's answering the phone. So, anyway, good morning, Christina. The weather is today going to be widespread haze after 2 p.m., but sunny and hot with a high near 96 today. Clear tonight with a low around 66. Now, it starts cooling off, even though it's going to be 95 on Friday and a low of around 60. Saturday, 88. Sunday, 87. Monday, 84. And Tuesday, 88. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend, absolutely beautiful. The lows are in the high 50s or the 60-degree mark, so it's going to be beautiful at night also. It's Father's Day weekend, so things you've got planning and doing is a good chance to do it then. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business. The Kenny family, and they have been providing service to people in our area for over 25 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Christina, are you available now to say hello? No, she's still on the phone. Is somebody yelling at you, Christina? No. Okay. Just making sure. Hey, I'm here with Rob Harley, the athletic director of Simpson University. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, huge news. If you're in football, and most people are, and we're not talking about that ridiculous game where people kicking a little round ball around and everybody screaming when scores are 1-0. It's not that one. Okay. Don't send me hate mail over my description of soccer. Go! Okay. Simpson University. First, Simpson University, Redding's hometown university, introduced football last year.
Yes.
How did you do that? That's not easy.
Yeah, it was a big task. I mean, it started with Dr. Hall. Just had a vision, you know, he has a vision of growth for the university. And he studied it for a couple years, the possibility of bringing football to Simpson.
Yeah.
And then, you know, laid it all out and then said, you know, with the approval of the board, let's take a look at this. We believe it'll be a great thing for the community. We believe it'll be a great thing for the university. And it... you know, and so they started that journey, and you know, it started with hiring the right coach, and I believe we did that. And Sean Daniel, who's just done a fantastic job, he's a California native. He knows California really well. He loves the North State, and so he's done a phenomenal job of building this program from the ground up. You know, he showed up, and there wasn't a piece of equipment, anything on campus, and he just began that process of hiring some really good coaches and ordering equipment and recruiting kids that would fit Simpson, And so it's been an incredible journey. The first year we played a couple, you know, scrimmage type games last year, which is kind of a zero year. And we won our first game. You know, this was really like magical up in Oregon. And we got 60 kids on campus, put in a locker room, expanded the weight room, and so we've just been continuing to build. This year we'll be at 120 student athletes.
You're going to have 120 student athletes playing football.
It's incredible. Yeah.
120.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's hard to believe.
How many of these start? I mean, not start, but how many get in the games? Well, you need practice squads, and you need all this stuff, and you work your way on to the team. I mean, I understand that, but do you suit up 100? You've got 120 uniforms?
No, we'll have at home games, we'll have probably around 100 kids, you know, suited up.
100 kids suited up.
So, you know, you bring them in, you develop them, you know, and it's a process of becoming, you know, competitive and helping these kids develop. And that's what we want to do, is we want to bring them in young, bring in some freshman kids, and develop them, you know, so they get in the weight room, they eat, and they learn.
I can tell you, when I played my first year of playing football in Saratoga, North Carolina, we had eight-man teams because we had small schools. And we moved into the 11-man football. We still only had like 24 uniforms, right? So all 24 of us go over to Belhaven, North Carolina, where they brought 100 kids out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, out in the field to our 24. To say it was intimidating, that really, you know, didn't bother us. Hey, what really bothered us was the coach let us have chicken fried steak and lemonade about, you know, an hour and a half before the game. Yeah, we were depositing that all over the place. And this is North Carolina in the beginning of September, and the humidity is 832%. They were running in squads each play, and, you know, we're out there going both ways in many cases. So, but having 100 kids dressed for a game is huge, because you know, and like you said, starting as freshmen, and, you know, they may not start the freshman year, but they're learning, gaining weight, learning what they're supposed to do, but sophomore, junior, senior years.
Yeah.
You're building a powerhouse.
Yeah. It's a process. It's a process. So, and the thing I love about what we're doing is I grew up in California. I grew up in the Bay Area. I started coaching football, and I kind of moved all over the country coaching small college football. But in California, one school after another just, you know, kept, you know, canceling their football programs. And so currently we are the only scholarship program outside of Division I. So in California you have Division I schools, the big schools, UCLA's and USC's, all those schools. And then you have Division III schools, which is need-based financial aid. We are the only school in California that offers athletic scholarships. And so I just love, you know, that we kind of put a stake in the ground and said, hey, we're bringing football back. And this community seems excited about it. Everywhere I go, everywhere our coaches go, they're always asking about what's going on with football. And it's really exciting.
Being able to offer the scholarships. And I remember talking to your coach, Sean.
Yeah.
Who is, like you said, he's a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Enthusiastic guy.
Yeah.
It's not just enthusiastic, but a very, you know, he too cares about his players and Simpson, and that really counts. But he was saying, you know, there's so many kids that are good players. They're not going to go up to, you know, level one NCAA.
Yeah.
And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for those kids that come out of a community college or off the high school fields. And y'all have been signing them. You've been signing kids from around here. As well as other places in California, which allows us to have very fine players that live in the state or in the surrounding states, and I'm sure they're coming from all over the country, but that are able to get home, or their families can come and visit,
yes,
and, you know, those things, which is just a, it's got to be a plus for one, the student athlete, but also for the university.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. We want the North State kids, the local kids. Our coaches have gone into schools that no coaches have gone into before. You know,
yeah,
no college coaches have gone in there recruiting. And it's exciting for the school. It's exciting for everybody. And there's some great players in this area, you know, and they just haven't had opportunities to play, you know, scholarship football, NAIA football. And so I just think that's one of the best things. And it, like you said, it's local. The families can come see their kids play.
Yeah, that's big.
The kids can get home their way, but they're not too far away. And so that's one of the more exciting things about the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here with Rob Harley, who's the athletic director over at Simpson University, Redding's own university. We're talking about the football team that's been, this is our, now we got to take a break. So we're going to talk about this season. Last year was a scrimmage season, won your only game that you played, so you've got 1,000% winning record.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah. Well, we actually played two, and so we're 500.
Oh.
Which isn't bad in your first year.
Okay.
So,
that's all right.
Yeah,
500,
yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 2 years in a row here, 23-24. Why? Because they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. They design jewelry there. They build it. If you want to design a piece of jewelry, they'll help you and then build it for you. They did our wedding rings, Four Winds Jewelry, 17 years ago. And they've been in the business for 30 years. So they are locally owned, locally operated. They are just good people down there at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
From the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. About 74 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. City of Reading is going to have a workshop tonight about the Reading Riverfront specific plan process. Learn about vision and guiding principles framework and major findings from the existing conditions analysis. It's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. You need to sign up for the workshop. It goes tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It goes Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can reserve your spot. Just go to the city website, and they'll take you over there to your spot. It goes through Eventbrite. They've opened it up. They were capping it at 100, but there's been so many people enthusiastic about this that they've expanded that out. So tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you want to find out what's going on at Riverfront Specific Plan, you might want to hop into that. Okay, I'm here with Rob Harley, Athletic Director over at Simpson University. They've just entered the Frontier Conference, which is kind of the creme de la creme.
Yeah. It's,
How'd that work? Because there's other conferences out there, right?
Yeah, that was the conference we wanted in when we started football. And it was a journey getting in. It was a process that was oftentimes kind of stressful. It was really important that we get in. They were working on expanding their conference. We were trying to get in, and they were changing commissioners. There was just a lot going on. And for a year, we there's a lot of conversations in the NAIA, conversations with athletic directors, schools in the West. And then it just turned out that, everything fell our way and we were able to get in. And so it is big. I refer to it as the SEC of NAIA football. They're now a 14. They're a super conference, 14 team conference that spans to North Dakota. They brought three schools in from North Dakota area of a conference that collapsed. They came in as full members. We came in as an associate member, and so they have an East Division and a West Division. We're obviously in the West Division, and it's huge. It really gives us credibility as far as recruiting and the level of competition. This is big time college football for our level. It's as big as it gets. These teams are really strong. You know, in Montana, they don't, you know, you have Division I football and there's nothing else there. And so you're getting the quality of talent and level of competition is pretty high. So it was.
So what's this mean then? I mean, when you're saying, okay, so you're playing in the Western Conference.
Yes, the Western
All right.
Division.
So yeah. That means you travel.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so how do y'all travel, in buses or planes?
We are going to, the further trips, we'll probably look at flying, just because it takes so long.
Yeah, you can't take kids out of school for 4 days for a football game.
It's gonna be a heavy load, but that's the significance of getting in the conference. This year we're not. 24, we're playing a lot of it. We're playing six of the schools that were willing to play us. 25 is when we begin, you know, full, when we're the members and we're in the conference. But the conference lays out the schedule, so now you're assured home games. This year we have three home games, which we fought for every single one of them, which is really great. But next year we'll have, you know, we'll have 5 and 6 home games. But that's what the conference does for you. It helps you. It helps schedule you and balances scheduling in a fair way that everybody's getting the home games, you know, that they should have. So
now, obviously, y'all just starting out. I would hope they let you play maybe smaller schools, or did they put you up against the Yeah, we've got 100 guys on our team. Every one of them can bench 300 pounds, and we throw them raw meat to eat. That's their training. Their training table is them going out in the woods and killing an elk and eating it raw. I mean,
yeah, we're going to be playing against grown men. We're going to be playing against grown men.
Grown men.
Yeah,
they're Sasquatch. They're coming out of Montana. You're playing Sasquatch. Yeah, your kids know this.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, and that's the thing. It, to me, it's a two-part process. We getting in the conference was step one in establishing our program. Then the step two will be becoming competitive. And that's where it will take us some time.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Yeah. And I think everybody understands that. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be an easy road. It is real. The level of competition is real, and we're going to see that. So I think our coaches understand that. We understand that as an institution, athletics. And so it'll just be the process of building will take some time to really where we can get to where we can be competitive. But we do, in California, I do think we have an edge in terms of talent. You know, these NAIA schools came in for years and pulled all the talent out. So these kids go over the Midwest. They play NAIA football, but now they have a chance to be here. And
get a scholarship.
Yeah, get a scholarship. And California has great high school football, there's a lot of talent here. So we're able to keep the talent home, and we have access to a great talent pool. We have a Cal grant that helps financially, so that makes a lot of sense. So that's going to be a huge benefit to us. It's not like we're starting a program in the middle of Nebraska where you have to go a long ways to find talent. We just go up and down the state and get our talent. And
are you going down to which one is that? That Catholic high school that is the perennial state champion, that their players have beards. You know, they recruit from all the United States.
Modern day, is that modern
something,
day?
Something. We had Enterprise went down and played them, and it was scary.
Yeah.
And at least all of our guys got out alive. But you saw these guys on the sidelines with beards. And I'm like, whoa, who are those guys?
Yeah, yeah, grown men in high school. Yeah, that's a different thing, the way they do that. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm here with Rob Harley. We're talking about the fact that Simpson is year two of football. They've got 6 games this year. They're joined the Frontier Conference, which is like the conference in the NAIA. There's, would you say, 14 schools in this, something like this?
Yeah.
Half in the West, half in the East. And they're going to be playing their games from the Western. There will be some traveling, but they're going to have 3 home games next year.
Yes.
And this is really, we're kicking it off this year.
Yeah, it's going to be big time. We actually have we built a 10-game schedule. 6 of them will be the Frontier schools. But so like September 7th will be our first home game at Foothill High School. September 14th will be Southern Oregon. We expect that to be our big game because Southern Oregon's local. They get a lot of area kids.
Yeah, they come down and trash Slaughterhouse Island. Let's get some retribution here.
So that's exciting. Then we have one on November 2nd. They'll all be at Foothill High School. And I truly am thankful for Sean Anstein at Foothill High School, the athletic director out there, and their school and Shasta Unified School District has made it possible, because that field makes all this possible. You know, until we can build a stadium, we have an excellent facility to play and host games, and the NAI and the Frontier Conference saw that, and that's one of the reasons we're in. So it's a big deal. We're very grateful for their cooperation and support. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue has been there since 1960. At its present location, 1967, It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been going there since the day I arrived. Oh, well, within, what, a couple weeks after I arrived here 17 years ago and never had a bad haircut. Haven't switched from Cypress Square Barbershop. I love those guys. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make appointments at 530-244-9478, so it works in your schedule. And it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. You're not going to get the little gels. You're not going to get the blow dries. No. You're going to get a great haircut. They shave around your ears, you know, the back of your neck, warm lather. Oh, yes. You walk out of there feeling spanking new. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Who is that? Is that Yeah, that's Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, they are.
Do you know who that is?
Actually, she introduced me last autumn to them, and I'm really in love.
With Fleetwood Mac?
Mm-hmm. And I also love the Dreamers.
Stevie Nicks.
You know this song?
What?
The Dreamers. They have...
No.
I'll turn the next one.
Okay.
You'll love it.
What happened to country? What happened to good old country? Country.
New day, new
song. How about America music? Country.
This is America.
Hey, Father's Day tradition. This Sunday, the 35th Annual Aviation Day at Benton Airfield Airport. Free admission, free parking. Get a chance to look at all the modern and vintage airplanes on display. Experimental aircraft, warbirds, and CHP aircraft. I saw one of the warbirds had flown in yesterday, in fact, when I was watching it. He came through and landed, and I was thinking, boy, you know, how old is that plane? I mean, it's a World War II plane. The guy's flying around, but in perfect condition. You can even take airplane flights and helicopter flights. Now, you have to pay for those. Those are going to be available. And they're having a pancake breakfast. Very, very reasonable price. Eggs, sausage, coffee, juice for $8. Kids 5 to 12, $5. Under 5, free. Yeah, they figure that. Give them one big pancake, and they'll keep that kid happy all day. Anyway, this is going to be a great time. It goes from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be at that point in the mid-80s, and you got a real great chance of taking dad out or the family out for this event and just enjoying yourself. Father's Day tradition sponsored by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association. The 35th Annual Aviation Day. Okay, I'm here with Rob Harley. See, Linda loves flying in small planes.
Oh, wow.
When I left the military, it's difficult to get me in a small plane. I rode in small planes in the military. It's difficult to get me in helicopters because I rode in lots of helicopters. It's not that I don't trust the pilot. I just don't know who's doing the maintenance on this.
Yeah.
On these. And, you know, Linda loves to fly in small planes. Yeah, I don't stop her. Her insurance is paid up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there could be a lawsuit. Anyway, I'm just kidding, honey. I know you're listening. I'm here, like I said, with Rob Harley, athletic director of the Simpson University. They just signed in for the Frontier Conference. They've got 6 games this fall, starting this fall. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have 10 games scheduled. Six of them will be with the Frontier Conference schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing Southern Oregon. This could be the big rivalry, though. This is the one where thousands of Red Hawk followers go up there to Southern Oregon, and we trash their place like they trash ours. And then they come down here. Yes.
Yeah.
We're looking for rivalry here.
No, it has that potential. One of the football coaches, I was at a football convention 1 year, and he took over the program, and he said, "Who's your rival?" And they said, Nebraska or somebody, and they hadn't beat them in 20 years. He's like, that's not a rival.
No.
No, that's not a rival. Like,
you got to find somebody you can win occasionally.
It becomes a rivalry when we can win. But that would be a perfect one. And so.
Yeah. That's like having Alabama as your rival, yeah. And you haven't won in 32 years, but you're always the number one game on their schedule.
Yeah,
we're going to get them this year.
Yeah, it's got to be competitive. So I think, Southern Oregon would be great. And I love the people at Southern Oregon because Matt Sayre is the athletic director there. And it's a total class act. And as we try to build this 24 schedule, and we weren't in a conference, and we were working hard talking to as many schools as possible, they said, yeah, we'll play you. You can come to our place. So we're road warriors this year in football because we had to take those games to get started.
Sure.
But Southern Oregon, I said, hey, Matt, would you come down here and help us out and help us get started and help us demonstrate that we can put on a great show, a great experience? And he said, yeah, man, he'll come down here. So he agreed. They agreed to come down and play us on September 14th. And that gesture to me is just, I just can't say enough about it. I'm so grateful for it. But yes, and then hopefully at one point we can we can turn it into a great rivalry, I-5 rivalry or something.
Yeah, it
would be fun. They have a lot of California kids up there that they have taken that we would like to
poach.
Well, they all do, you know, and so that's the beauty again of what we're doing is that they can stay home in California.
Okay, now let's talk about some other sports. Your baseball team set a record, 14 wins in a row this year.
Yes.
Which isn't easy.
Yeah. Our baseball coach is Dan Tading. He's been at Simpson a long time. He's an outstanding coach. Wilson Kessel, those guys have been around a long time. They're excellent recruiters, and they've built a phenomenal program. And this year they started to see, you know, the fruits of their labor in becoming highly competitive in the conference. They went to the playoffs again, and so we're I'm excited about what they're building. They literally built the field. We now have in baseball. We finished the field last year. We're still looking to put bleachers in. But outside of that, we probably have the best baseball field in North State in a lot of ways. We have lights. We played a great fall homecoming game there. And we have outstanding dugouts. The field's amazing. You look out to center field, you see Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful facility, and we're continuing to develop it incrementally as we are able to fundraise. But baseball is done well. I'm thankful. Like football gets a lot of attention. It's a high profile sport. We brought it in. It's all new. People love to talk about it. But we have such a great coaching staff at Simpson. I love our coaches. I love the passion, the professionalism that they have, and I'm excited about building all of our programs and building winning championship programs that the community can be proud of and get behind. That's what I want for this community. I love this community. I came up here as a kid. I grew up in California. I feel home here, and I want to give this community something to be excited about in college athletics and build these championship level programs that people can be a part of and enjoy the experience. And so all of our programs and our coaches, I'm just really excited about them and what we're doing. Our soccer program will be at the California Soccer Park this year. And that's such a beautiful facility, turf field, lights.
Where's it going to be at?
California Soccer Park. Their home games will be there.
That's here in Redding?
Yes. And it's
oh, is that the one we put the new turf on and all that kind of?
Yeah,
stuff?
it's beautiful, and so we're gonna have a great facility for there, and I think that will really help take our programs to the next level in soccer. We have great basketball coaches and programs that are growing, and so every sport, it feels like we're growing, and we want to see them grow and continue to get more competitive. Really, really thankful for all of our coaches and all the work they do. And I can see that, you know, in the next year or two, we're going to start seeing some real success that I believe we haven't seen here before, just because we have the right people in the right places doing all the right things, you know.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. One thing this year that super excited about is our student athletes. That's what matters to me, is like giving them a great student athlete experience. So we're working hard to make sure we do that, make our games feel, you know, high level, big time, you know, college athletics. But we achieved as an athletic department as a 3.0 GPA with our student athletes overall GPA. And so the student side of the athlete is really important to us. Our coaches did a great job.
Well, you want them to graduate.
Oh,
you want them to be able to get a job afterwards. Cause let's just face fact that most of them, probably vast majority of all college athletes, never go to that next level.
Yeah.
And so you want them to graduate with a good start in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what sets them up for life. You know, our mission statement is building champions for life through authentic love, servant leadership, and the pursuit of excellence.
Yeah.
And so when they, you know, they succeed academically and they get their degree, now we've given them something that'll change their lives. So I was really excited and pleased that we did that. That's been a goal It's a tribute to our student athletes. It's a tribute to our coaches, our academic support. And so that's, you know, we want excellence in every area, and academics is definitely one of them. We also won the CalPAC Sportsmanship Award in the conference this year. And that's just, that's like a character award. That's like, we represent well, we compete well, we do it with class, and so we're super proud of that as well. That's that, to me, that's a huge thing. I would rather win, you know, I'd rather get our academics in a great place and get our, character and how we compete at a great place before we start winning the actual on the field championships, which are coming. Well, yes.
Academics. Character will lead
yes.
to win it.
Yeah. I've seen.
I mean, you know, being able to think, having character, sticking in there will lead to achievement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you see programs that come in and say they win on the field, but they're a mess off the field.
Yeah.
I love that our foundation is, you know, academics sure. strong. You
and
know,
this is
character
what parents
strong.
Need to think about that, too.
Absolutely.
When you're sending your kid off to school, you want to be a place where there is ethics, where there is morality, where there is a structure there that they can succeed in. And athletics, if athletics is part of it, that's just kind of like gravy.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break. Let's see what else here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And Laura Hobbs called in, and she's wants to talk, but we can't today. So I told her tomorrow morning at 7:15 in the morning, right after Haven Humane, give us a call, and we'll discuss the trial. And what's going on with that, and about the elections. So she'll be on tomorrow at 7:15. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micropine. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limits at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wall of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Toby Keith, no longer with us, but had so many great songs. Went over and visited the troops so many times. American hero, Toby Keith, died age 62. Hey, it's 8:50 in the morning here on the 13th, our last segment of the show. 74 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Tomorrow, 95. Saturday, 88. Sunday, 87. So Monday, 84. Then it starts going back up again, but it's going to be beautiful, beautiful weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. I'm here with Rob Harley, the athletic director of Simpson University, and a lot of great information coming out today, Rob. Now, yes. I'm going to... You know what I'm going to ask you about.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I see Simpson poised on the edge, on the cusp of having a rodeo team. Now, people go, rodeo? Yeah, that's what they said about bass fishing. And you all have knocked it out of the park on bass fishing.
Yeah.
And but we talked about this... you know, during breaks and everything. And it's not easy setting up a team like that. And you've had so many things since you've come aboard, getting football off the ground, you know, trying to manage because all these new teams that you've got, you know, wrestling, swimming, track, cross-country, basketball, softball, baseball, now football. I can understand where this probably wasn't at the top of your list.
No, it is. There's a lot, and especially my first year, just felt like triage. You know, we've hired a lot of new coaches, and there's a lot going on. But when I think about the vision for Simpson, I see rodeo in that vision. There's
somewhere
no doubt.
Down the line.
Yeah, I think it's the culture in this area, and we want to embrace that culture, and we want to give kids, you know, all we do is give people opportunities. We're giving kids opportunities to do something they really love to do, and this area is filled with rodeo kids, rodeo people. And I will tell you too, like this past year, my daughter's birthday is May 19th, so we went to the rodeo, and we had an absolute blast. We loved the rodeo here in Reading. It was prayerful. It was patriotic. I had tears in my eyes at times. John Wayne talking about why I love her. That stuff just gives me goosebumps. My dad had sent me, you know, tapes with that song on there, and I just love the patriotism, the athleticism. I love the whole thing, and it was a great event.
It's America. Along with NASCAR, American sport. Now, people don't realize there's 650 sanctioned PRCA rodeos a year Now, that doesn't count college rodeos, high school rodeos, and other, you know, like extreme bulls and all that. 650 sanctioned rodeos in the United States. The amount of college students, kids coming out, they're in high school rodeo, they come out and they go to different colleges and universities on their teams. I just see this being a type of rural sport, even though it's gone well beyond rural, of course. It's, you know, they got rodeos in New York and all that. But I could just see with the rodeo arena and the type of education they could get, you know, the campus, all of that, where it could be a winner also as another athlete. But I also realize that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, just like for any team. And this one is kind of like not your ordinary team.
Yeah, it's different, like you said, like bass fishing. But that doesn't mean we can't do it.
That's right.
And I think it could really be a game changer because of the area, the interest.
Yeah.
And so it's something I really want to do. I've mentioned it. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
But I want to do it. It'll be a process of just, you know, researching and seeing what's possible. But there's, you know, NAI has rodeo teams. There's teams in the Midwest that have rodeo. And so there's no reason we shouldn't, you know.
Well, Central Washington State College is now Central Washington State University up in Ellensburg, where I went to school. Had one of the top rodeo teams in the nation. And when I went there, I didn't even know about it. So I'm not sure they had it then. Maybe they did, but nobody knew of it. But they have a big rodeo up there every year. So we had the rodeo arena. I'm just seeing is that we've got a lot of support around here for something like that, and bringing in, you know, not just our team, but, you know, college rodeo competing here and all that could be big.
Yes.
For not just for the university, but for our town.
Yeah.
Too. Okay. I'm off that now. We got like 3 minutes. So,
well,
it's yours.
Well, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on here. I love this. And, I love the opportunity to share about Simpson Athletics. We're excited about the upcoming year. We have electronic ticketing that will be on our website available, where people can buy season passes and get home games, and so we're moving forward from a technology standpoint, which I'm really excited about. One of my goals this year is to build a booster club and get in the community, and so that's something to me that's really a priority. To where, you know, we have a great vision. I have a big vision for athletics. I want championship programs, and that requires us developing our facilities and providing the infrastructure for those programs, and give kids a great college athletic experience. And so that's going to require some fundraising, some booster support, and to me that's part of just, you know, the community believing in what we're doing, and me having the opportunity to share the vision of what we want to do and build that excellence here, and give Reading something that they can be excited about, college athletic programs that are high level, highly competitive, and they change lives, they impact lives, their character, their academic, they're the real thing. So we need that support, and I want to build a really strong booster club where people can get involved and you know,
sure,
support what we're doing.
Well, kids go to school for the college experience, university experience. That's what my granddaughter did. She could have gone to other schools, went to New Mexico State because she wanted to go to football games. She wanted to go to basketball games. She wanted that whole college experience, university experience. And now Simpson is offering that with football, basketball, baseball. It's not the academics, but it's an important part of university life.
Yeah.
So
it's the full experience, as Dr. Hall says. They get the full college experience. And I just love that in the fall we're going to hear the echoes of the crowd cheering football games, college football. That to me is really exciting. Foothill High School. So September 7th will be our first one.
Oh,
September 14th.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it. And there's a lot of moving parts to this. So
yeah.
I'm glad you made it this far. It sounds like you're on track.
Thank you.
And Simpson. And by the way, I just want to do another shout out to Simpson University for their Veteran Success Center gala they had last Saturday night. And it was extremely successful, extremely well done. The guest of honor, Chuck Kenny, it was the whole thing was really, really good. Support for our veterans.
I wasn't there. I heard it was great. I heard you did a fantastic job.
Well, it's easy when you believe in what you're doing there. And they provided the framework to have a very successful night, and I think it was.
Yeah. You kind of pushed me with the rodeo.
Yep.
We want you to be our announcer for our home football game. So I'm going to push you on that one. So we would love that. I thought I would throw it out there on the air.
Announcer, you mean like calling the
game? Yes, yes, yes.
Be careful what you ask for. Okay, no. We have to run. Hey, tomorrow, Patrick Corman's going to join us. Laura Hobbs is going to join us. And Haven Humane's going to join us. And so have a great day. It's going to be hot. God bless America.